This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, May 21st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. ALRB rejects ag claims. Dead body reveals fraud scheme. And $300 million in trade promotion funding announced. ALRB shoots down calls for card check reforms. The Agriculture Labor Relations Board yesterday issued a set of responses to farm group calls for revising its card check regulations. The industry had argued farm workers should be allowed to rescind their votes if they felt misled by union organizers. An ALRB subcommittee rejected the request, reasoning the agency already requires that ballot cards notify workers they cannot revoke their signatures. It shot down calls to verify the employee still works at the company when certifying the votes. ALRB claimed that would pose an unnecessary burden on free choice owing to the seasonal nature of farm jobs. The board was also unwavering with its one-year time frame for submitting cards. Among the softer requests, the board agreed on establishing a standard format for all cards. Dead body reveals $2 million fraud scheme. After 84-year-old Heigl Kubar passed away of natural causes at work, the trucking company's insurance provider grew suspicious. Kubar was found in the driver's seat of a semi-truck owned by TKJ Trucking, a Fresno-based food hauler. Yet the company had classified Kubar as a salesperson. When the insurance company began investigating, TKJ Trucking charged the classification to the driver. The Fresno County District Attorney's Office took over, found Kubar had been delivering goods for more than 15 years. Allegedly, the company had not been classifying its workers as drivers on payroll to avoid workers' compensation costs that are 20 times greater than those of other workers. The California Department of Insurance determined the company had underreported its payroll by more than $2 million. The case is pending in court. Ahead of farm bill debate, Vilsack announces CCC-funded trade grants. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack is announcing the first $300 million in awards to commodity groups under a $1.2 billion trade promotion initiative he's funding through his Commodity Credit Corporation Spending Authority. The Regional Agriculture Promotion Program is designed to supplement the trade promotion programs of the Farm Bill. The 66 organizations getting RAP grants were chosen from among $1 billion worth of proposals, Vilsack told reporters at a briefing on the grants yesterday. The funding is focused on new markets for U.S. ag exports in Africa, Latin America, and Asia. Vilsack said, quote, as we've seen in recent history, there are devastating consequences if we rely on just a few large markets. We remain committed to our established customer base around the world, but we're also setting our sights on new growth opportunities. Now keep in mind, Vilsack's announcement comes 2 days before the House Agriculture Committee votes on a farm bill that would cancel the CCC's Section 5 authority that Vilsack is using to fund the trade initiative. Obviously, in the future, depending upon what Congress decides to do relative to the CCC, we may not have the flexibility or capacity to respond to the need or a challenge that may arise, he said. Vilsack also said he wasn't surprised when the Congressional Budget Office doesn't believe that suspending his CCC authority will produce the cost savings Republicans need to help pay for their farm bill. Vilsack said he fully expected the CBO score to come in at a significantly lower level. House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson argues that the $8 billion in estimated cost savings is far too low. But as was reported yesterday by AgriPulse, the CBO hasn't changed its position. The CCC funding for the trade initiative was formally requested by the leaders of the Senate Ag Committee last year. Now take note. Vilsack said he believes that taking money from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, as the Farm Bill would do, runs afoul of last year's debt ceiling agreement. For more on the RAP announcement, you'll find that at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Chefs, environmental groups push for climate safeguards in Farm Bill. Following the House Agriculture Committee's Republican release of the next Farm Bill text, the James Beard Foundation, Environmental Working Group, and Natural Resources Defense Council pushing for the committee to protect conservation funding in the Inflation Reduction Act. In a letter to the committee, the groups pushed for a bipartisan farm bill ahead of the panel's markup Thursday. Specifically, they urge Congress to finalize a farm bill that promotes local and sustainable farming and supports conservation programs written into the IRA that help farmers implement practices that mitigate climate impacts. The detrimental effects of climate change are causing severe economic risk to U.S. farmers, leading to restaurant closures, employee layoffs, and escalating consumer costs, the group say in the letter. Agriculture Department seeks participants for Vietnam trade mission. USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service is accepting applications from exporters looking to join a trade mission to Vietnam in September. The mission, scheduled for September 9 to 13, will include events in Ho Chi Minh City and Hanoi, according to the agency. Potential buyers from Burma, Cambodia, and Thailand may also be present. Take note, the U.S. exported $3.1 billion in agriculture products to Vietnam last year. Among them, cotton, dairy, distillers' grains, fresh fruit, poultry, soybeans, and tree nuts, according to Alexis Taylor, USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs. Well, here's today's She Said It. Maybe there is one thing that a dairy farm has in common with the CAFO ordinance, and that is BS. Sonoma County Supervisor Linda Hopkins, after learning a proposed ban on confined feeding operations would cost $400 million and about 1,400 jobs. She told the activists behind the ballot measure, quote, "You want to see CAFOs? Go to the Midwest." Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, May 21st. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.